So just I want to say hemshich of what we spoke about 2 weeks ago and three weeks ago. That so the Ben Chochem asked this question: what are the Torah? What's the chukim mishpatim? Eidus chukim mishpatim. He's asking a good brisk kasha. We give him a musar shmuz. We tell him the tevonim call yomim and chayusen akayim azet. Mitaros mitzvahs are good. It's sweet. It's nice. You know. That's the response. So we suggested we need to find a way to make understand how Torah mitzvahs are good for us. Had the sa'ora. I mentioned this before. Had the sa'ora. I'm learning Hilchos Tzitzis now in the Dirshu, and I remember when I learned Hilchos Tzitzis Be'iyun. So you learn Siman Ches, and there's Sifim over there which deal with the halachas of when you make a new bracha, when you take up the tzitzis, or you don't make a new bracha. And there's a few Sifim in a row which deal with different scenarios. A person took it off, I'm going to have to put it back on. Mechaber Shita, the Ramar Shita, Magen Avraham, the Taz of Machloikis. Then the shaila is if you took it all out of das, put it back on. If it fell off by itself, you had original das, you put it on. Even if it, and it's very complicated. And remember, I learned the first sif, and as I worked it through very hard, as I have a mahal for what's the klal over here. I get the next sif, and I see that I was wrong because it doesn't fit to the next sif. So good. So I worked through the two sifim together. My chavrus and I, we worked it through. And we spent, we worked out mahalach. Good. We have the klal. We go to the next sif. It doesn't fit. Try this again. So after doing the four sifim of this, it's a gevaldim. It took us two first. We were living together for Seder then. It took me two first Seders. It took me about 7 hours to work out four sifim of Shulchan Aruch. And we worked out a klal which fit every single scenario. And I had one kasha. The Shulchan Aruch could very simply write, this is the rule. And would save me 7 hours worth of work. Instead he writes this case, and that case, and this case, and that case. So you have to figure out what the klal is, and you work, and you mutcher what the klal is, and the klal is, and the klal is, and you mutcher, and you mutcher, and you try this, and you try that, and then they have your chavrus as a kasha. Just tell me what you want to say, and that's it. So like, Dremish can come. Right? In law, you have what's called, there's statutory law, which is laws, and then you have case law. Right, so this case came to the court, and the court decided X. And based on that, now that's precedent, and that we have to follow. There's case law, and there's statutory law. The vast majority of Shas is case law, not statutory law. It tells you a case, and tells you that the halakha in that case is X, Y, and Z. It doesn't give you a rule, doesn't give you a law. It tells you a case, and decides the case for you. Then you have to sit there and you have to figure out the lumdus of the case and what the lumdus is. And from the lumdus, you can now apply it to somewhere else. And maybe you get the lumdus right, you get the lumdus wrong, and you have an argument, right? You have a shir klali, you get into a big fight, something of that sort, what the pshat is, Why? He doesn't forget that we should have it nice and smooth and easy. You should be able to figure out, just tell me what to do. Right? I mean, so easy. You wake up in the morning, and there's a little petach next to your bed. It says, "Dear Ellie, right? Today situations A, B, C are going to happen. I want you to do X, Y, and Z. And the situations signed, your dear Father in Heaven." Right? Mevaldik. Right? You have this little petach next to your bed every single morning. It'd be wonderful. Right? Nowadays, you get it in an email. We can send it to you in a text. Right? Little text signed. Right? G-D or something like that. This is the message of the text. We'll make a fancy title for it, right? In the capital letters, the message of the text, right? What's the message? Do X, Y, and Z. It doesn't work like that. I had a Rashiva, Rashiva Pais, actually, because Yortzeit is coming up this week. Actually, next Sunday. So, Rashiva Pais used to always say, "Always says, Makarbas and Dana Seichel, so Seichel Atera." You have to train your Seichel to think like Seichel Atera. So it doesn't make sense to me. So okay, that's very nice. That's not the goal. It should make sense to you. You, with your wonderful wisdom and understanding, are sitting in judgment over the words of the Torah. It doesn't make sense to you. That's ridiculous. On the one hand, on the other hand, the Radak Sefer Bereishis, the Radak says, and the Chavis Lubavitch in his Hakdama, he says, the Rosh Hashanah gave us a tremendous chesed called, he gave us a kli, which we're supposed to use to be able to be miskarav to Kadosh Baruch Hu through learning his Torah, and that's called our Seichel. So now what do we do? The Rosh Hashanah, the kli which we use to miskarav to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and miskarav to Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Seichel. On the other hand, but that, you know, I should sit in judgment with my Seichel to what's right and what's wrong. The answer is, it's exactly the point. So we're going to train you. We send you to. We had a talmid here in yeshiva went to law school, and he was very good as a talmid yeshiva. His favorite phrase was efshar farkert. Like that was like on every single thing that we said. Not maybe like this. All right. So he went to law school, and the first day the professor says, "This is the rule." The guy says, "Efshar farkert. Maybe that's not the pshat in the case." It didn't endear him very much to his professors. Basically they told him to shut up and listen, and keep your mouth shut and listen to what I'm saying. I know you don't listen to me, right? That's, you know, the rebellion. I don't know why the rebellion never thought of that option. law school was excruciating for him. It was. But he's a phenomenal lawyer. Right? Because... you know, that's very nice in law school because the bottom line is the professor with his gaiva wants you to think like him. But that doesn't help life. Right? When it comes to the case, and you're reading the statute like this, and the guy says, maybe that's not what the statute meant, and he goes arguing with the judges. I hear your point. It's a good point. And the guy wins the case. That's a good lawyer. I look at the words of the statute. Look what it says. Maybe the way you thought to read it wasn't. You have to say it the right way because otherwise, his guy gets in the way also. You know, but you convince him. Look at the words and look at the case and look at the interpretation and let's figure out a way to do it. I mean, there's a standard way of doing it. But, you know, there's the training of looking at something and it's seeing that there's a depth to it. It's not how it seems on the surface, and there's a whole more. There's a chokhmah there, and there's a story there, and there's a cheshbon there. Right? We have to learn how to do that right, because that's life. We don't get this little petal next to our bed with exactly this is the scenario is X, you're gonna, X, Y, and Z. You're going to come up with, and I want you to hear the lumbus of what's happening, what's really going on beneath the surface, and therefore do X. I don't get that piece of paper next to my bed to figure that out. That's life. Life is scenarios which I have constantly have to interpret them. What's the right thing to do? So what's going to train me? So Rosh Hashanah says, I'm going to make it. I'm going to train you. I'm going to train you to think right. But there's a step beyond that. You know what happens when you're trained to think right? Right meaning the seichel of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So there's a tremendous byproduct of that. That your mind was nischaber to Kadosh Baruch Hu. If we would get to it all, if Torah would be Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, right? So just like boom, 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 boom. There's no mind involved. So where's the chibur? We had, you know, it was a discussion. We need to know what to do for the mitzvahs. Good. So we have to have a list for that. We need that. But that's not enough. That human beings, miskaber, the ikir mitzvah, the most important mitzvah, the Talmud Torah, kenegad kulam. Because Talmud Torah is when the human being connects to his creator. And he connects to his creator by using his mind. And if it would just be all easy and wonderful and simple and just makes total sense to me, so that I wouldn't be putting in effort, I wouldn't be creating that connection. We know that I'm not talking about Frumkeit, Saragra, I'm not talking about that. But an investment, a relationship that you invest in, you feel connected to. And that's true. That's true in a secular relationship, but that's true in a simple relationship, a human being relationship, where there is other elements of relationship. There is a physical element, and there's time, and there's etc. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, when we only chibur that we truly have, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the chibur is with the seichel. That's how we're miskaber to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you by forcing you to work and to think. And trying to understand and trying and get what is the Baruch Shalom saying? You're going to be Mishkabra to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But you have to put a tanai on that. That your goal over here is what is the Kodesh Baruch Hu saying? Yeah, well, there's a mitzvah of learning Torah Lishma. So we know that, you know, the Nefesh HaChaim, famous piece of the Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Dalet, repeats it in Ruach Chaim also. That you look at the Rosh in the Dorim and Daf Samad Beis, it says over there, I say the worm l'shem Paul, and you should do the mitzvahs l'shem Shemayim. But Daber Behen Lishma, so he says, what's the change of the Lashon? It means you're supposed to learn L'shem Shemayim. So, you know, you say, before you start learning, you put on your gartel. L'shem Yichaki Jibrichi Bichi L'rechimi. Right? Like you say, you know, that's it. And then you learn L'shem Shemayim. So the Rosh says, no. I say Devarim L'shem Paul. When you do mitzvahs, you do it L'shem Shemayim. So for mitzvahs, you put on the gartel, you shakal a lot, you say the Baruch Shalom is good, I'm shaking the lulu. Good. But the Beher Behem Lishma is at the Rosh to know what the words say. So the good Litvak says, Gevaldik, Baruch Hashem. I don't need to see Shemaisis. I don't have to be holy. I don't have to dunk in the mitzvah, in the mikvah. I don't have to dunk in the mitzvah either. I don't dunk in the mikvah and, you know, and have holiness, the Shem Shemayim. I do, I enjoy learning. Right? I like chess. I like learning. I like math puzzles. And I like, you know, it's all the same stuff. I enjoy learning. You know, it's geschmack, the argument, back and forth, you know. I was in the debate, by the way, I was in the debate team in my high school, you know. It makes sense, right? When the guy didn't agree with that, I just screamed at him a little bit louder and he gave in. Right. Is that what it's all it's about? It's a toast. It's a toast gummer. She used to think of this constantly. He says, there's no such thing as Talmud 101. We actually have Talmud 101. I don't want to say it that way. In the catalog, we have Talmud 101. It's nishkin studium. It's not a subject. Talmud 101. It's not a subject that you study. The reason why it's exciting is because it's intelligent and it's interesting and it's fascinating. And some people happen to enjoy math, and some people happen to enjoy. I mentioned to you, my father-in-law, you know, once gave me an article from Scientific American. There was a Jewish Hungarian mathematician who, you guys, Poshet, he's Machayev, you know, Machayev all of us. The fellow, he loved math. He loved math to the pasuk, to the madrega that he refused to get married because it would take away from his opportunity to sit there and contemplate math. He took no dose pills to stay up late at night to contemplate math. He was a math professor, like one of the top mathematicians in the world. Like he would sit there and, you know, develop his math theories and the stuff. Like, you know, they have these like gigantic blackboards and stuff on there. You have no idea what any of it means. Like that's him, you know. Right. He even didn't take care of his own money. He got, you know, he would, you know, would speak. You know, he had one of his colleagues ran his bank account because he couldn't deal with dealing with the mundane issues of dealing with the money because he's busy contemplating math. Right? He's shaga batami, like, you know, like the Rambam says, you know, in Perek Gur, the Hilchos Tshuva, like, you know, the Pashat Isha, his Pashat is like, you know, the Ava of the Isha Shaga, right? He's talking shoyge, but you know. So my shir said it to me. He says he wrote on top like one line. He says, "Right idea, wrong train." Is that it? That's all it is. Because, you know, math is fascinating. You know, it's fascinating. It's fascinating. You can take these numbers and put it on a piece of paper and create a reality, which then applied to reality changes reality. You can describe the universe in 2 pages or less. It's a fascinating thing. I mean, there's a tremendous chachma there. Is that all it's about? That's what she was saying. No, that's wrong. It's 100% wrong. The correct moshel you heard me before, it's before Shuas, we'll say it again. Even if it wouldn't be before Shuas, I would say it again. I don't mind saying it again. A chosin sends a letter to his cow. There's nobody more important and dear in the world to the kala than her chosin. And this is before the days where there's telephones. And she can't pick up the phone and ask him, what did you mean in your letter? She's got the letter, and that's it. So first of all, there's nobody who minds reading the letter more than Kala reads a letter more than once. Of course she reads a letter more than once. It's a letter from her chosim. Whether there's anything fascinating and new the second time is irrelevant. She doesn't read it because, wow, I've uncovered deeper understandings. She reads it because she enjoys reading a letter from her chosim. And imagine she can't understand what he's saying. Oh, I'm not sure what he's saying. Okay, time to go to sleep. Okay, I'll look at it tomorrow. I need to know what he said. Maybe he meant this. Maybe he meant that. He couldn't have meant that because he told me that last time that he doesn't mean that. What did he mean? I don't know. Maybe he means this. I should ask somebody. I have to figure it out. I can't sleep. I need to know what he said. It's important to me to know what he said. That's why we learn Torah. Because it's important for me to know what he, with a capital H, said. Not because it's fast. I enjoy the math, and I enjoy the chess, and I enjoy a fascinating sparring opportunity with my Chavrusa for Seder. I need to know what the Baruch Hashem said in his gilui of his Ratzon. He's talking to me. And there's no way a human being can be mischabra to his burray other than to be mischabra to the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you can do it by the actions because you're expressing the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Kal v'chomer, when you get to understand with your mind and know what his Ratzon is, you're connecting to the mind of the Creator. That's why we learn Torah. And when a person does that, he feels good. Because he's connected to the source of all reality. That's why we learn. And when we get stuck in something, it bothers us. We had this conversation. Apparently, I have to tell you, it's interesting. Like, you know, the conversation I had with Baron during the shir on Thursday, I was really proud of myself that I controlled myself. I really was. And somebody apparently was like, you know, like, wow, you're like really intense over there. Like, you know, like, doesn't Torah tell us that we're supposed to have self-control? So somebody asked me. He didn't ask it. He said, like, I thought the Torah, you know, is important that we should learn to have self-control. He didn't even ask it. He said it's a sentence. You know? Any of you guys have been in yeshiva, you know, been there in real yeshivas, like, that was nothing. Right, you've heard worse, base medrash. Don't tell me you haven't. You know, right? But the Shira Chaim used to complain to us. You know, you sit karusas learning together, right? So somebody asked me, like, what about a board meeting? You know, okay, we're having a board meeting, right? The board meeting of this business. And it's my business, by the way. And we're dealing with a deal over here, which either the deal is going to make us about $10 million, or it's going to sink the company. And I'm reading the contract over here, and I have a problem over here, and I think the contract means this. I said, nah, don't worry about it. It's not so important. Whatever it is, it's whatever you think of it. It's not so important, whatever it means. Whatever it means! This is my business. It's going to go under otherwise. Whatever. You're pshat, I'm pshat, you know, whatever, you know, we'll work it out, you know. It's okay, you know. It's okay. If something's important to us, it bothers us. The guy, I mean, Lahavdil, excuse me, in the back, okay, you're right, there are certain people, you know, Baron's very, very, Oiskahoutman meet us, Baruch Hashem, Oiskarbatan meet us, you know. So he didn't respond back. You sit by the breakfast table discussing who knows what. A totally inane chatter. And somebody says something that doesn't make any sense. What's your response? Whatever, it doesn't make a difference. The average person responds, that's ridiculous. Why'd you say that? No, it's not true. Why? The person made us, things which are important to us, we don't like a kruma svor. But a gemara, it's okay. So Yisrael Salanta says, he says, what is Lima Torah Lishmo? What is Lima Torah Lishmo? Lima Torah Lishmo goes like this. The Rosh made, there's a beautiful morale. The morale says that there's a Mishnah in Brachas. Mishnah in Brachas says that's the correct tefillah when we come into Beis Medrash. The Mora says over there that the tefillah you come into Beis Medrash is that we daven that we shouldn't be in the kosher b'dor halacha. I should make a mistake, and my chaver will be happy about that, and they should make a mistake, and I'll be happy about that. So what's that talking about? It says that why would I be happy to make a mistake? So Morale says, because if they said A, I probably said B. So if they're wrong, it means I'm right, so I'm happy. Right? And vice versa. He says, why did the Bershom do that? Why are we assuming they said A, I said B? Right? So that's more of a Rechon Rish Lakish. Rechon set up shot, Rish Lakish asked them 13 kashas. So Rechon gave 13 to Rutzin. So Rish Lakish asked Mike to 13 kashas. And Torah was this Rabbah. You know, if I say a pshat, my chavrusa says, okay, whatever. We didn't really get to the real pshat in the Gemara. He challenges me, he says, that's wrong, that's not true. I said, okay, I hear your kasha. Okay, maybe this is a pshat. No. And we go back. You're forcing yourself to get more and more and more to the bottom line of what really is pshat in the Gemara. You're really going as far as you can go. It says, the Torah, which is called Torah Lishma, means it has to be, he calls it, Mita called giftig. Giftig means total involvement for your side. Okay, great. So we're going back and forth, right? I say mine, he said his. Again, you shouldn't keep repeating the same thing over again. That's ridiculous. That's not a conference. That's not a dialogue anywhere. It's two monologues. I'm yelling at the wall, he's yelling at the other wall, and we're not hearing each other. You know, that's not what we mean. But we have a point, you know. I have a kasha in your shop. I have another kasha. When you finally get to the final reality of who's right, and you realize that your chavrusa is right, you say, what do you say? We said this before, what do you say? I hear? Same pemole. You're right, I'm wrong, thank you so much for teaching me the truth of Torah. Because that's all I wanted was the truth of Torah. That's Torah Lishma yourself. To put every single ounce of your tishkas into it, and at the end of the day, when you realize the other person is right, say, gevaldik, baruch Hashem. Because something with me. It's about a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah. When the Kala sits and she gets the letter, finally she says, Baruch Hashem, my interpretation of the letter was right. It was wrong. I feel happy. Why? I want to know what did my chosin say in the letter? When I realize that your pshat was right, I'm happy. I don't want to get the wrong thing in the letter. I don't want to walk away with thinking that he said X when really he said Y. I need to know the truth. And I need you to help me to find out the truth. And I'm going to push you to the wall to help me, because when you tell me something I think is wrong, I'm going to push you. And you'll push me back, because it's important. I need to know what this letter says. It's not easy. I remember, I had a good first Seder Chavrusa. I still got it then the first Seder. I was a shmata. Absolute shmata. First, you know, Mr. Sorotskin, when he said shir, he used to come every single day after shir. He used to have like a shower and change his clothes. And by the time he finished with shir, Pasha, he was like so sweat, soaking wet from sweat. Like Pasha had to start over again, like before he came to the second Seder. That's how you learn a piece of Gemara. But you know what happens when you do that? It becomes part of your being. Because it's real. It's real. It's the guy by the board meeting. This is real. It's $1 million. I'm taking this seriously. And the result is that you enjoy your learning. Because the result is you enjoy connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The result is you enjoy becoming closer to the das of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The result is it changes you as a human being. The result is that your life is different. But we want to learn, you know, say, until they didn't allow any drinking in Beis Medrash. I drink a lot in Beis Medrash because, you know, I talk too much, so I have to drink a lot. They wanted to put a soda machine in the building, that there was, you know, the water fountain in the building. The Rishiva or Gifta went ballistic, as they would say nowadays. You know, sitting in Torah drinking a can of soda pop? Midwestern, yeah. Soda pop? Soda pop! That's how you learn Torah. The machine was put in less than 24 hours, the machine was taken out. And that was it. there was a machine in the dining room, you know, so if you really, 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 you know, were loads, you know, you can go to the dining room in the middle of Seder. Nobody went to the dining room in the middle of Seder, right? And get your drink. We didn't have, tells they didn't know what a coffee room was. We were very, very behind the times. There's no coffee available during the middle of the day. There's a coffee by breakfast, coffee by lunch, coffee by supper, coffee before the end of the day, but not in Mitten Seder. It was a steam. You hung out in the dining room in the middle of Seder like you're an absolute idiot. I didn't know what the word, I guess, we went to the coffee room. Like, what is the coffee room? You know, like, well, they have like the snacks in all day. Snacks in all day, not in Tells. They were too cheap for that. Like, you know, snacks in all day? You know, different sheep have different mahalchim. Rabbosai, I told you Shavuos is not about learning. Shavuos is about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shavuos is about the Shavuos to be his nation. The Shavuos to be his nation, the most wonderful ways that we express that Shavuos is we were given the ability, the neshama, to probe his mind. Probing his mind is the only way a human being can truly be mischaber to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And there's nothing greater than a human being being mischaber to Kadosh Baruch Hu. When a human being is mischaber to Kadosh Baruch Hu, his whole Metzias changes. We talk about Das Torah, Rabbi spoke about Das Torah. Das Torah is a human being whose mind has absorbed that way to look at things. He has absorbed the mind of the Torah. When the Rosh said, Nira Li, so Yisrael said, you know, you can think about a ride one or the other. When the Rosh said near Ali, the Rosh is saying the following. All of my ideas and Kol HaTorah Kula tells me that this is the reality. What are you going to argue with that? I think otherwise. You know, the Rosh and all of the weight of the knowledge of the Rosh and Kol HaTorah Kula is telling you X. And I think Y. You're not going to do that. You're not going to do that. And that's what happens. You see, these people said that there's a weight to their understanding. Because they've absorbed the way to look at something with the Das of Torah. And we could all have that. And that's why we mutcher ourselves to learn Limud Be'in. Not because it's a greater schus to go slower. And the bigger lamdan if you go slower. And the slower you go, the greater titles you get. Because we need to know what it says. We really need to think. And really need to understand. So what is this Gemara saying? I know the words. Does it make it? Have I absorbed it? Which means, do I understand it? Well, my sentence is otherwise. So what's my problem? Okay? Must be the Gemara is wrong. No. The Gemara is right. But the Gemara is right. I'm wrong, but let's go weiter. That's ridiculous. That's not limud. Limud is, I need to be miscarbered to this piece of Gemara. Which means, I need to figure it out. So, first Seder Medav Kei Vayetzei, drift to hate. So what about a whole lifetime? It's interesting, you know, when we were Bachur in the Mechinen Tells, we went pretty quickly for a Seder. Did about 50 blot in a year for a Seder. We didn't have a second. We didn't have a Limud Bekiyas. And Baruch Hashem, you prepared the Gemara for Seder, you learned it in Shir, you learned Chazit at second Seder, you Chazit at night Seder. We have Chazar Shu every week, and did the same thing again. We have Chazar Shazman every Zman, which means twice in the winter, we took 2 weeks off, and we went through everything from the beginning again. But then you had a whole night time. You didn't go to bed at 10 o'clock. I mean, okay, we were learning a lot. We did, you know, about a blot and a half, 2 blot a week. But you sat and worked out at nighttime. I learning something else at night that didn't exist. I didn't chop the option. I had a lunchtime when we learned all the mesechtas, you know, the chaperim. But night Seder, you worked there for Seder. After night Seder, you worked there for Seder. Early in the morning, you worked there for Seder. Because I need to know what the Gemara is saying. Because how can you not know what the Gemara is saying? I'll end with the Maisa. Rashiva walks into Shir one time. Rashiva Gifta walks into Shir one time. And he looks haggard. Now, Rashiva had many health issues. And one of the important issues of him was sleep. But he had insomnia issues. So he walks into Shir. And he gives a krechs. And he says, the free of the Gedarus of Ingris of Gedarlam. He says, the previous generations, they were big Gedarlam. And we're such small people. So we were waiting for him to explain. He had something on his mind, obviously. So he says, you know, there's a maestro, there's a person named Rebellion Ruggler. Rebellion Ruggler was a Talmud of Chaim Volozhiner, Shuvas Yad Elio, and he had a health issue, Rebbe Gifter said. And the doctor told him he has to go to sleep. And he was such a gracious man, Gifter said, he was such a gracious man, he would come time to go to bed, he would turn off his mind and go to sleep. And we're such small people, we can't do that. So I had a shirkat in the Rashba, and I couldn't stop thinking about the Rashba, and I was up the whole night thinking about the Rashba. I needed to sleep, the doctor told me I have to sleep. And I kenished. I couldn't control myself. We're such small people, look at us, look how small people we are. We're so nidrig. We can't control our minds. I mean, we spent the whole night thinking about the Rashba, even though we should have been busy sleeping. Like that was his kledikat, that was his definition of the small person. I think to myself, you know, Rebbe Ruggel and me, we get along very well together. I also turn off my mind when it's time to go to bed. You know, he couldn't fall asleep because he had a shirashba. The whole night he was thinking about what shot in the rashba. I need to figure out shot in the rashba because he needed to figure out shot in the rashba. He couldn't sleep. Not that he couldn't sleep. His mind was racing so much, trying different ways to answer the rashba. But mainly, he didn't sleep. Even though he needed to sleep, and he was in bed. You know, Baruch Hashem, you know, when I get into bed, the vast majority of times, I have a bracha from Kadosh Baruch Hu, I fall asleep. I've once or twice, had, you know, stuck with the kasha, and I couldn't fall asleep there for a little bit. That's the goal, Rabbi Yisai. That's the goal, that rashba is so important to us. Because we need to know what that rashba is saying. And when we do that, we'll understand the glick of what it means to learn a piece of Gemara. It's going to change our being. It's going to change our metzius. When we sit, come to Simchas Torah, we come to Shavuos, and we're Sameach with the Torah, the person has a Hargosha. I think it was what Rav Huttner Zatzal, he says, he feared died in the Chaim Berlin. He says that one of the kafas, they dance with their gemara, they dance with their gemaras, not with a sefer Torah, because that's really what you should be dancing with. They dance with their gemaras. That's what it means to learn Torah. We're going to dance with our gemaras. We're going to dance with our ksois. We're going to dance with our rashba. We're going to dance with that shirkite. We're going to dance with we were zeichah to be meschaber to the rotzen of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which that's the greatest chibur the human being can have to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the greatest chibur the human being can have to be meschaber to the Creator of all the olamos.